Hi, I'm Diane Tiveron. Welcome to Hogan Willig's Legal Easy. I'm here with Scott DeQuinn today, and we're going to talk about one of those unfortunate situations where life may intersect with the law and what our clients and those of you out there who are listening would need to know, or what might be helpful for you to know when you get into an accident, more specifically a motor vehicle accident. Hi, Scott.
Hello, how are you?
Oh, I'm hanging in there today. We were talking before we started today's podcast about some of the things that we should focus on, and we've come up with a list that stretches beyond just what happens in the immediate situation when someone is in an accident. So we'll maybe try to talk about some things in future podcasts like insurance coverage and so forth. But in that very critical time when someone first gets into an accident, what is your suggestion if there is a motor vehicle incident? What is the first thing that folks should concentrate on should that happen?
Well, I mean, accidents vary. Some are very severe, some are minor fender benders. If it's anything more than a minor fender bender, call the police. I mean, a lot of cars, you can actually do that automatically. You could call OnStar, for instance, but I would call the police. If you are able to get out of your vehicle safely, talk with the other driver and exchange insurance information. Immediately, if you're able to drive your vehicle, get it out of the road. Especially, I was involved in an accident on the 90, and I was kind of pinned in there, and it was a situation where more and more accidents could happen. So if you can drive your vehicle safely, get it over to the shoulder immediately. If you're hurt, you want to seek medical attention within 24 hours. That doesn't mean you need to have an ambulance come to the scene, but go see your primary, go see a chiropractor, or go to urgent care. You want to contact your insurance company, you know, within an hour of the happening of the accident, because they need to know about the accident, and your medical treatment's going to be paid for by something called no fault or personal injury protection, and you want to get that going because you'll get a claim number. Now, when you go to that medical visit, you just tell them the name of your auto insurer, and they will take it from there, because under that no fault their personal injury protection, you don't have to pay out of pocket for the medical treatment. Then you want to fill out what's called a MV-104, and New York law requires that in any accident where there's a personal injury or there's more than $1,000 of property damage, one of those MV-104 forms should be filled out. You can obtain them from the DMV website. However, before you fill it out and send it in, you might want to consult with an attorney.
And that's kind of one of the things that I was going to bring up. In terms of folks filling out an MV-104, it seems like it's just standard information. But just in case there is something that you might need to pursue down the road, whether it's your own personal injury, whether it's some defending against someone, bringing an action against you, your suggestion is just to go over it or review it with an attorney, just to make sure that maybe something that seems innocent and inadvertent is really something that is being stated correctly.
Well, yes, and also, depending on the severity of the accident, the more severe, the more important it is to go to the attorney, because you need to get the process of evidence preservation going immediately. Cars, they're not black boxes like you have in airplanes. They're EDR, event data recorders, and they record certain information, but that information can be overwritten, so that needs to be downloaded. Also, some people have dash cams. You may yourself have a dash cam. So depending, if the accident's severe, I would go see the attorney sooner than later just to preserve the evidence of how the accident happened.
And as far as medical help as well, many times, I mean, I've been in a fender bender, and everybody's been in a fender bender where they've gotten, they were scared or shocked or sort of rattled more than anything else. But it is a good suggestion just to get some medical attention, because you never know. Sometimes that initial, when you are in an accident initially because of adrenaline or because of whatever the fight or flight type resources your body has, doesn't necessarily mean that you're okay and you should get checked out.
Absolutely. And I suggest doing that within 24 hours. If it's not emergent, if you don't have a life-threatening emergency or a fractured arm or you know, severe lacerations, you probably don't need the ambulance. But get in, see your primary, go to an urgent care, or if you have a chiropractor, go see the chiropractor. And I suggest doing that within 24 hours of the accident.
As far as witnesses are concerned, I know that typically if a police department is called to an accident scene, they'll take down the names of witnesses and so forth, so that might be preserved on an accident report. But is it also a good idea to get witness names and phone numbers?
If you have the presence of mind, I mean, there's a good chance that you're going to be a little bit upset and off your game, so to speak, right at the time of the accident. Oftentimes, too, depending on where the accident happens, somebody may come up to you, but they're in a hurry themselves, and they don't want to wait till police get there. So, absolutely. Get out your phone, take their name, you know, dictate it in, get their cell number. If you have to, take a picture of their vehicle and their license plate, and that way you can track it down yourself.
Great. These are great tips, Scott. Thanks a lot. And I think that what we'll do on our next podcast is maybe talk about some information that's helpful to everybody regarding insurance coverage. What kinds of insurance cover the situation involving a motor vehicle accident, and making sure that you have sufficient coverage to take care of yourself should something happen. Thanks a lot.